Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The University of Kentucky College of Agriculture will focus on some major tobacco topics during the annual Corn, Soybean, and Tobacco Field Day, Tuesday, July 23rd at the Research and Education Center in Princeton. Extension Tobacco Specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says there will be quite a bit of discussion about wrapper tobacco.
Some basic production practices for Connecticut broadleaf cigar wrapper tobacco, which is a really new type of tobacco that's being grown here in the dark tobacco production area this year. That some of the local leaf dealers have asked to be grown. They aren't growing as much up in the traditional Connecticut parts of the country up in the Northeast where they traditionally grow this type of tobacco.
Dr. Bailey says they will also discuss some handling practices and disease issues for wrapper tobacco.
There's several hundred acres of this Connecticut broadleaf cigar wrapper. It's basically an air-cured type that does have some different practice required for just some things to maintain leaf integrity, practices during harvest to prevent any kind of leaf breakage and tearing and things like that.
He adds one stop will focus on a late season problem in 2018.
We're going to go over some options for late season flea beetle control in tobacco, not just Connecticut cigar wrapper, but tobacco, what you could spray late in the season for flea beetles to so try to avoid some of the pesticide residues that the companies don't like.
We'll continue talking tobacco in a moment.
From the farm field to the legislative chambers of the state and nation, it takes leadership at all levels to meet the ever-changing needs of Kentucky's agricultural communities. As we have done for the past 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau supports that leadership as an advocate, a service provider, and an organization by giving leaders the tools, encouragement, and voice they need to succeed. Why Farm Bureau? Because strong leadership makes life better for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Dr. Andy Bailey says another stop will look at new options to treat a problematic disease.
Emily Pfeiffer, our tobacco pathologist, will be giving us an update about where we are on angular leaf spot control, maybe some new options, some things that we're testing right now, and also the status of streptomycin resistance to some of these angular leaf spot isolates that we're coming across.
He notes One Stop will focus on the research of a graduate student that he's been working with that could save farmers money.
She found that if we can use this type of potassium in the spring, we get some major reductions in some of the major carcinogens in tobacco, some of the tobacco-specific nitrosamines.
Registration begins at 7 with wagons leaving at 7:50. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.